How we doing, guys?
Pretty good, Coach.
All right. We'll get started. Great day for us to talk about the emphasis of the football. We certainly have great regard and respect for Lovie Smith's team. Through the years, they've always just had great awareness, punching the ball out, forcing fumbles. Always an emphasis for us, but certainly give recognition to a group that does it extremely well. And secondly, with Devontae and earning up NFC Offensive Player of the Month, salute to him. And for our offense, you know, one award by one is shared by all. And so I think that's the right message for the whole group. With that, I'll open it up to some injury updates regarding practice today. We're going to hold William Moore and Hankerson and Nick Williams as well today. All three of those will hold at practice. With that, we'll open it up.
Yeah, Coach, could you talk about the line and the work they've put in to help Devontae here over the stretch?
Anytime the a running back, you know, has success, there's, you know, lots of people that are affected. And for us, it's the entire offense. How the receivers come off the ball, the action that Mac takes on the keepers, and in specifically the offensive line. The communication that has to take place when we run all the different wide zone plays and each week, you know, the ways we want to, new formations to run it, it's a real factor. And one, you know, for those guys, you can see that group just keep getting closer and closer every game we play.
Justin Hardy ready to go? You're getting kind of, you got a couple receivers down right now.
If he's asked for the opportunity, he's really ready. I think I've talked about Justin before and all the work that he's done to prepare himself. So if the opportunity comes around, I know he's ready.
And Wings is the option. Is he the option for you there?
Wings is as well, yes. Yeah, fortunately for us, we've got a really deep stable at receiver of guys who are absolutely ready to go.
And I just got off the chat, and a lot of the fans were still asked. Just wanted to see if we had an update on Devin. I know it's a while before he even gets close to back, but just any update on him.
Yeah, we reset the time clock basically on him to have his toe heal, and went back into the boot. He's out of the boot, doing the exercise, and he starts the on-field running soon. So all steps are moving in the right direction for him. He's working extremely hard to get back. He's going to be a factor for us, and for him to be, you know, soon enough, he'll be back at full strength and going. We don't have him out of practice yet, but that comes in a few more weeks.
Defensively, what challenge will Tampa present, particularly their running the game?
The number one challenge is the explosive plays that their team's able to, you know, create. They have, in the run game, the screen game, the shots down the field. The run game, it's a combination of things, depending on which package is in. But the runner, the yards that's gained after contact, the toughness that he displays, that to me is one of the biggest factors in the game, and that opens up some of the play action pass and the shots down the field. So it's the whole thing in terms of the balance they're having between the run and the pass game.
After what the game they came off with when they had the big lead and lost it, you worry about that where, you know, gets in players' mentality,
No, for us we don't, and that's life in the NFL where it's just as hard as you could imagine every time, and where teams come back and get ahead and close games and the number of two-minute, you know, situations that come up for us throughout the season just in, you know, seven games so far, it's upwards of 19 or so. So it's a lot, and it's one that we work at really hard. We did that again today. It's part of our walkthrough. It's part of our practice. It's part of our game, you know, the situation stuff that we just want to spend so much time on.
Anybody else?
Yeah, Coach, just a couple matchups
Sure.
here. Donovan Smith and Vic Beasley. I just had a couple matchups I was looking at. How does that one look, and how's Donovan playing for them?
I think it's the size and length of Donovan. He's a big guy. And so that matchup is going to be a terrific one. Two guys who are going to really battle for it. For us, as pass rushers, the thing we want to emphasize more than anything is the finish. The quarterback hits are there, and the sacks aren't. And so what's the difference between a sack to a quarterback hit? It could be that much. So that extra little finish, the extra point of the move, the extra, you know, part of the blitz to finish, that's the stuff that we can improve on, and that's where I'm so excited about where I think we can go. If we can get this finish in our rush this much better, those sacks will come because the hits are there, but the sacks aren't.
And McCoy, he's a force inside for the interior guys, how they
– Yeah, a real challenge for sure. It's the quickness off the ball, and as a pass rusher, he can beat you to the punch. In the run game, he's disruptive, especially when he's on the move. So he's a factor. We know exactly the style that he loves to play, and a lot of respect for him and the way he goes about it.
Thanks,
guys. All right, you guys have a great day.